Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. It's lesson 29, and we're still dealing with medical problems. Last week we learned how to say me duele. Something hurts me, for example, me duele la cabeza. I have a sore head. Me duele el estómago. And so on. And this week we're extending that a little more with more possible complaints and indeed some possible solutions that the doctor or pharmacist may give you. So I hope you find today's lesson useful.
We're going to begin this week's show by looking at some of the language that we covered last week and reviewing it. Let's begin by looking at the body parts. First of all, I'm going to test you on some of these parts. Cara, you see how much you can remember. I'll give you the Spanish, you give me the English. First of all, number one, número uno, la cabeza. Cara, what was la cabeza?
Head.
Head, yeah. Number two, la pierna. Cara?
Leg.
Leg, yeah. Número tres, el estómago. Cara?
Stomach.
Yep, your stomach. What about la garganta?
Throat.
Throat, yeah. I'll give you some now that you have to translate into Spanish. Número cinco. Can you tell me what the nose is in Spanish?
La nariz.
La nariz. Muy bien. And can you remember what the mouth is for number six?
La boca.
La boca. Muy bien. Number seven. The shoulder.
Hombro.
El hombro. Muy el bien. Hombro. El hombro. Not hombre. Hombre means?
Man.
Yep. Yeah. Hombre means man. So hombro means shoulders. And one final one. What's the word for foot?
El pie.
El pie. Muy bien. El pie. Excelente. So, you probably remember the song that we did last week. We're not going to sing it again, don't worry. But we had cabeza, hombros, piernas, pies.
Piernas, pies.
We also had ojo, or ojos, which were?
Eyes.
Orejas.
Ears.
Boca.
Mouth.
Y nariz.
Nose.
Perfecto. Now, we also learned last week how to say that these body parts were hurting, that they were sore. So to say, I have a sore head, you turn that into, to me hurts the head. How would you say that?
Me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza. And if you're in Latin America, of course, it's me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza.
Now, sometimes it's not one thing that's sore, but it might be both your legs, for example. In which case it's not me duele el pie, but
me duelen los pies.
Yeah, exactly. You make the el pie plural by changing it to los pies. And you make the verb plural as well by changing me duele to me duelen. Now, in the first new word that we're going to learn this week, we're going to concentrate on duele. Duele comes from the verb doler, meaning to be sore or to hurt. Doler.
Doler.
Doler. Muy bien. Now, many words in Spanish are linked. For example, sometimes you have a verb that is linked to a noun and that sounds similar. Think in English, for example, of the word pain, the noun pain, the pain. And that's obviously linked to the word painful, which is, of course, an adjective. You would describe something as painful. So pain and painful are very similar. In the same way, in Spanish, the verb doler, which means to hurt or to be painful, is linked to el dolor.
El dolor.
El dolor is the pain. El dolor.
El dolor.
So this means that we can say me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza.
To me, hurts the head. But we can also say, tengo, which means?
I have.
Tengo dolor de cabeza. I have pain of head. Tengo dolor de cabeza.
Tengo dolor de cabeza.
So, it's doler. Doler is the verb to be painful or to hurt. And that's what gives rise to duele. Me duele la cabeza. And dolor is the noun meaning pain. Dolor de cabeza. Pain of head. So I have a headache. Could be tengo dolor de cabeza.
Tengo dolor de cabeza.
Or me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza.
And both duele and dolor come from the same root. Indeed, the name Dolores, a common name in many Spanish-speaking countries, literally means pains. But in fact, it refers more to sorrows in this sense because it refers to Mary of the Sorrows, María de los Dolores. So let's run through this again. To say, my head hurts me, you make it, to me hurts the head.
Me duele la cabeza.
Me duele la cabeza, or me duele la cabeza. How would you say, to me hurts the throat?
Me duele la garganta.
Me duele la garganta. And how would you say, my stomach hurts me?
Me duele el estómago.
El estómago.
El estómago.
Me duele el estómago. Muy bien. Now, changing the construction here, we can say, I have a headache, or I have pain of the head.
Tengo dolor de cabeza.
Tengo dolor de cabeza. I should have said there, I have pain of head, not of the head, because that would be something different. Tengo dolor de cabeza.
Tengo dolor de cabeza.
So how would you say, using the same construction, I have pain of the stomach?
Tengo dolor de estómago.
Muy bien. Tengo dolor de estómago. And I have pain of throat.
Tengo dolor de garganta.
Tengo dolor de garganta. Perfecto. Now, you might be wondering, why are we learning other ways of saying pretty much the same thing? And the reason for this is that we're going to be learning a list of problems here, medical problems. It may well be headache, stomachache, throat ache. Can we say that? Sore throats? I don't know. But we're also going to be learning some other illnesses because ultimately we're going to be asking the question in the pharmacy or the chemists, do you have something for a headache? ¿Tiene algo para
El dolor de cabeza.
¿Tiene algo por?
Para.
Para el dolor de cabeza.
¿Tiene algo para el dolor de cabeza?
The whole por and para thing is really quite tricky. It's something that we will be covering in future lessons, so I'm not going to go into any major explanations of that just now. But in this case, it's something intended for to solve a headache.
¿Tiene algo para el dolor de cabeza?
Let's move on and learn some other illnesses or other medical problems which you may need help with in a chemist's or a pharmacy. The next one is a nice, easy one. It's la tos.
La tos.
La tos.
Now, the word tos kind of sounds like what it means. It's a cough. La tos.
La tos.
La tos.
Okay. You may have una infección.
Una infección.
Or in Latin America, una infección.
Una infección.
And you can probably guess what that is.
An infection?
Yeah, an infection. Una infección or una infección. Something similar to an infection would be a rash. Un sarpullido.
Un sarpullido.
Yeah, it's got a double L sound in there. Sarpullido.
Sarpullido.
Muy bien. Un sarpullido.
Un sarpullido.
Un sarpullido.
Un sarpullido. Un sarpullido.
Un sarpullido. Muy bien. Now, un sarpullido is a rash. Una infección.
An infection.
La tos.
A cough.
Yeah, something else that unfortunately happens sometimes on holiday, and that is la diarrea.
La diarrea.
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 Muy bien. There's a double R sound in there, and you really have to roll those R's. Diarrea.
Diarrea.
Muy bien. Diarrea. Okay, can you remember how you say, do you have something for?
Tiene algo para.
Exactly. Tiene algo para. And then you can put in one of these words. Tiene algo para la tos.
Tiene algo para la tos.
Tiene algo para un sarpullido.
Tiene algo para un sarpullido.
Muy bien. Another thing that you may have is una quemadura de sol.
Una quemadura de sol.
Yeah. Quemadura comes from the verb quemar. Quemar means to burn. So una quemadura de sol is...
sunburn?
Sunburn, yeah. Una quemadura de sol.
Una quemadura de sol.
So how would you say, do you have something for sunburn?
¿Tiene algo para una quemadura de sol?
Muy bien, tiene algo para una quemadura de sol. Now, before we move on to some of the things the pharmacist or the doctor might tell you, we'll cover a couple of other phrases linked to no me siento bien from last week. What did no me siento bien mean?
I don't feel well.
Yeah, I don't feel well. No me siento bien. You may feel a little mareado.
Mareado.
Now, Cara, you wouldn't be mareado, but...
mareada?
Exactly. You know that it's an adjective because very many adjectives end in ado. Ado. Mareado for me.
Mareada for me.
Muy bien. Mareado or mareada means dizzy or a little queasy. And because you say I am dizzy,
and it's a temporary thing, you would say?
Estoy.
Estoy. Muy bien. Estoy mareado.
Estoy mareada.
Okay, so you repeat that depending on whether you're female or male. Estoy mareado.
Estoy mareada.
Something else that may be the case is that you can't sleep, for example. Now, you can't sleep. Think of this. You're going to say, I cannot. Now, I cannot is the negative of I can. And I can means exactly the same as can I. We've come across the word for can I in many occasions.
Puedo?
Puedo, exactly. So, I can is puedo. I can't.
No puedo.
No puedo. Exactly. No puedo. And then you might not be able to do various things. For example, sleep. To sleep is dormir.
Dormir.
Dormir. Very, in fact, identical to the French word for to sleep. Dormir. Dormir in Spanish.
Dormir.
So, I can't sleep.
No puedo dormir.
No puedo dormir.
No puedo dormir.
I can't breathe. Another situation which may occur. Hopefully it won't. I can't breathe. To breathe is to respirate. Respirar.
Respirar.
So I can't breathe.
No puedo respirar.
No puedo respirar.
No puedo respirar.
Okay. No doubt if you were saying that, you would sound a little more worried than no puedo respirar.
Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Let's move on now to hear what the doctor or the pharmacist may say. They may give you some things. They may give you una píldora.
Una píldora.
Una píldora.
Una píldora.
And una píldora is a pill. Very similar to un comprimido.
Un comprimido.
Un comprimido.
Un comprimido.
Un comprimido is also a sort of pill, a tablet. Or they may give you una crema.
Una crema.
Una crema.
Una crema.
And you can probably guess what that is.
A cream.
A cream, exactly. Now, what's the doctor likely to say? They're very likely to say, you need to take these pills, for example. So, we've already come across the verb to need. How would you say, I need?
Necesito.
Necesito. So, in the case of the formal you need, you would say?
Necesita.
Necesita. Yeah, if it was the informal version, it would be necesitas. So, for example, a doctor talking to a child might say, necesitas.
Necesitas.
We'll be doing more verbs in future lessons. They would say then, necesita, you need to take. And to take in this situation is tomar.
Tomar.
Necesita tomar.
Necesita tomar.
And it might be, you need to take this. And the general word for this is?
Esto.
Esto. Muy bien. We did this a few weeks back. Esto is the general word for this. So, necesita tomar esto.
Necesita tomar esto.
Or indeed in Latin America, necesita tomar esto.
Necesita tomar esto.
And they may alternatively say, you need to take this cream. And when you're talking about la crema, una crema, you don't say esto crema, but...
Esta crema.
Esta crema. Ajá. Necesita poner esta crema.
Necesita poner esta crema.
Yeah, I should have explained. Poner means to put on. Poner esta crema. You need to put on this cream. You wouldn't really take a cream. Necesita poner esta crema.
Necesita poner esta crema.
And if it were, you need to take these pills. A pill is...
Una píldora.
Una píldora.
Una píldora.
Yeah, it's actually got an accent on the I. Una píldora.
Una píldora.
Yeah. So, you need to take these pills would be...
Necesita tomar estas píldoras.
Muy bien. Necesita tomar estas píldoras.
Necesita tomar estas píldoras.
Muy bien. Now, just to confuse things further, if it's estas píldoras, esta crema, comprimidos are masculine. So you wouldn't say estas comprimidos, but...
Estos comprimidos.
Yeah, muy bien. Estos comprimidos. Necesita tomar estos comprimidos.
Necesita tomar estos comprimidos.
Perfecto, perfecto. Now, okay, the doctor or the pharmacist has told you that you need to take these pills or tablets or cream. A very likely question is, ¿cuántas veces al día?
¿Cuántas veces al día?
Okay, now let's just double check that we know what this means. ¿Cuántas means?
How many?
How many, so cuánto, how much, cuántos, cuántas, how many. ¿Cuántas veces, una vez, V-E-Z, in Latin America, una vez? The word vez or vez is?
Time.
Time, yeah. So cuántas veces or cuántas veces, how many times, al día.
A day.
Yeah, per day. How many times per day? ¿Cuántas veces al día?
¿Cuántas veces al día?
Yep, or in Latin America, ¿cuántas veces al día? So, you may hear something like, necesita tomar estas píldoras 4 veces al día. So, Cara, what would that mean?
You have to take these pills 4 times a day?
4 times a day, exactly. What would this mean then? Necesita tomar estos comprimidos 2 veces al día.
You need to take these tablets 2 times a day?
Exactly. Now, there's one final thing that we can add in here, and that would be antes de comer. Now, comer is the verb...
To eat.
To eat, yeah. So, antes de comer...
Before eating?
Yeah, before, literally before of to eat. Antes de comer, before eating. Antes de comer.
Antes de comer.
So the whole phrase might be something like, necesita tomar estas píldoras 3 veces al día antes de comer.
You need to take these pills 3 times a day before eating?
Exactly. Or indeed, necesita tomar estas píldoras antes de comer 3 veces al día. It's the same thing, just the other way around. The opposite of antes de comer would be después de comer.
Después de comer.
Después de comer.
Después de comer.
So if antes de comer is before eating, después de comer means?
After eating.
After eating. Después de comer. Exactly.
that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com. Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted specialty coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel, or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.